is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Court of Trade blocking most of President Trump's sweeping tariffs, ruling that he overstepped his authority by invoking emergency powers, the administration moving to appeal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announcing that the U.S. is directing embassies worldwide to pause the issuance of student visas until social media screenings of applicants can be enhanced. Elon Musk is no longer associated with the U.S. government. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
Trump advisor Elon Musk has announced his scheduled departure from the Trump administration after leading the Department of Government Efficiency. Musk saying the DOGE mission will only strengthen over time as it becomes a way of life throughout the government. But it comes after Musk publicly criticized Trump's so-called big, beautiful spending bill for not doing enough to cut spending.
The U.S. flag has been hoisted outside the long-closed ambassador's residence in Damascus, signaling growing ties between Washington and the new government of Syria. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. During an appearance at the Milwaukee Press Club Wednesday, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said the House passed Big Beautiful Bill budget reconciliation contains unacceptable spending, and he'll continue to dig his heels in to oppose it. The Republican Johnson said you don't defeat the deep state by continuing to fund it at President Biden's levels. The state's Democratic U.S. Senator, Tammy Baldwin, said at a Chippewa Falls farm Wednesday that President Trump's tariff and trade policies are chaotic and harmful. Baldwin claimed the president was going to impose a 50% tariff on the European Union, only to back off days later and defer them by more than a month. And as warmer weather approaches, make sure you pay close attention to the health of you and your loved ones. The Department of Health Services urges you to be aware of the heat this summer and know the signs of exhaustion or heat stroke. They include confusion, rapid breathing and heartbeat, or nausea and vomiting. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad looking Thursday at all, with partly sunny skies, outside chance of a shower in the afternoon with highs near 70 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. A bit warmer on Friday with highs near 80. Here too, an outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 49.
99.7
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Baking better together is Spin Doctors on Max FM.
Yeah, one, two, Princess knew before you. That's what I said now. Princess, who adore you. Just go ahead now. One last diamonds in his pockets. And that's a breath now. This one, said he wants to buy you rockets. Ain't an ass head. Just go ahead now.
most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! I'm just joking around. Would you sell your sense of humor?
All right. So, okay, no, that's the radio.
Good morning.
Oh, no, it isn't.
I said morning.
This attitude of yours.
That's what happens on a Thursday.
I thought it might be nice to start the show with a special message.
You are very special.
It's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7-Eleven with Dave and Emily in the morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. And you know, Emily, you're very special.
Well, thank you, Dave. So are you. Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast this morning. Today, we are looking at it being partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high around 70. Tonight, those shower and thunderstorm chances continue, mostly cloudy with a low of 53. Tomorrow will start out mostly sunny, a slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms with a high of 79. Currently, it's 50 degrees outside the Max FM studios in the Weicker Great Day building at the corner of 3rd and Oak, and pretty quiet downtown so far, Emily, but we have our flash sale happening at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Half off a certificate to the Mead King in Rock Springs now until 9 a.m. That certificate's half off. Limited quantities available. Obviously, it's a limited time offer. Shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. and get a great deal on some mead, Emily.
Absolutely. I mean, mead is made for kings and queens, so, you know, I would say all of you probably should go there. We should definitely probably go there at some point, right, Dave?
I definitely think that we should. It's something that I want to go over and try and haven't had an opportunity to do so yet. So, yeah, I think we might go try it. But, you know, there's something that I'm not going to try, and it's celebrating arbitrary anniversaries. Would you do this if you want to re-inject some fun into your relationship? Try celebrating arbitrary anniversaries, Emily.
I think that's a good idea. I mean, I think celebrating is always great. So, like, I don't really think that there's a reason to poo-poo that idea, as they say. But we'll see what this little news piece says. So, it's about minor milestones or even just random events. And the weirder they are, the better. For example, the day you binge-watched your first show together.
What? Who remembers that? That's my first question. Do you remember when you and your lovely husband first watched or binge-watched a show together?
No. Well, I do remember, like, well, because, like, we've been together for so long that, like, binge-watching was not a thing. You had to go get the DVD. There was not really a binge, like, you could, I guess you could binge-watch with the DVD, but, like, so we binge-watched Sopranos. That was the first series that was even, like, binge-watchable, in my opinion, right? Because, like, that was, like, the first series that was, like, kind of like how series are now, where they build upon each other, right? Otherwise, they were, like, sitcoms before that, for the most part. So, and we watched with a group of people, and that particular guy was in charge of getting the DVDs over to our house, and he was a library fan. He was not even trying to spend money at the video store, so he would have to wait. We'd have to wait until they were available at the library, because he was, like, not trying to spend money at the video store, because he was, like, notoriously cheap in a great way. So, yeah, so I remember the series, but I could, like, call out the year, but I certainly couldn't call out the day.
Well,
how about you?
I'd be the same, because we're talking VHS days back then. And the other arbitrary anniversary they mentioned is going to the bathroom and leaving the door open. And, you know.
Who remembers that?
I don't know. I mean, and then I honestly don't remember if the door is open or closed. It just, it was quite a while ago. But it's this trending. This is something that's trending, these arbitrary anniversaries, after a writer for Pop Sugar did a story about it. But a relationship expert came up with it back in 2021. The name she might have given him just maybe needed a little bit of work. She called it arbitrary-versaries. Now, the idea is you're creating additional excuses to celebrate each other and your relationship and all of its weirdness, maybe. But they don't have to be weird, right, Emily?
No. So, other examples Pop Sugar gave.
All right. Looks like we did lose Emily, but it's Pop Sugar gave some other examples about these anniversary type things. The day you had a crush on each other, the day you went on your first trip, the day you slid into their DMs. Okay, that would not have worked either, because I've been around for quite a while as well. There was no instant messaging, I think, when we met. The internet was just becoming a thing. Or the day you met. That's definitely a good one, I would say. Now, it's just good for couples who might not have a real anniversary yet, since some people get married later than they used to. But it's not just for couples who aren't married. There's nothing wrong with celebrating your wedding anniversary and the first time you saw them in the eye and, you know, and got together and go, yeah, that's when we met. So I think celebrating when you first met is definitely a good one. I mean, it's one of those that I remember when we first met, and we do remember when we first dating, and that's something we kind of celebrate as well. And so that is another one that we celebrate, is when we first started dating officially. And so I think that we're going to be hitting the 30-year mark, if I'm doing my math correctly, and Wendy can correct me if I'm wrong by texting me and letting me know that. But yeah, I am pretty sure we're hitting the 30-year mark, and we that would have been in this month, as a matter of fact, when we actually started legitimately dating. And so we do celebrate that. So what we'd like our listeners to do this morning is to text us and let us know your thoughts. Do you celebrate something special when you first met somebody or some other milestone in your relationship? You can text us and let us know, 608-355-9970. Or you can also text us via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM. and text us and let us know. The other option we do have is that voice memo option. If you want to leave us a voice memo from the app, you're welcome to do that as well. We want to know, what milestones in your relationship do you celebrate regularly? Text those into us and let us know. We are curious about that because, you know, I think it's okay to celebrate some of these things. And I am pretty sure that Emily would be saying that as well. It's good to celebrate and have a little bit of fun. And Wendy did just remind me, yes, we've been 30 years together since early May of 1995, Emily.
Oh, that is lovely. Sorry I had some tech difficulties for a hot second there, but I could hear you. And I think this whole arbitrary-versary thing has a nice ring to it. I think it's cute. I think there are a lot of other, you know, modern ways to celebrate each other now in relationships, whatever, you know, kind of relationship you have with your partner. And I think it's, if you can get some things on the calendar that you can then have special, intentional, you know, get-togethers surrounding, I think that that's really lovely. Even if they're quote-unquote weird, maybe they can be even more special to your specific relationship, right? Like, if it's like, I don't know, the first time you went horseback riding together or something that, like, not everyone has that first time. You know, that'd be kind of sweet.
Yeah, or the first time you got pulled over together with the, by the cops. I mean, that'd be another great one, too.
Do you have that one?
Yeah, we were married, though, when that happened, and I was a passenger at that point, so we'll just leave it at that. I'm not gonna
go too far into
the details on that one. So that was kind of interesting, and so that was a good one. But it was after we had been married, so I don't think that ever happened while we were dating. I mean, I'd gotten pulled over after we were dating, obviously, but I don't think she was ever in the car with me when that happened. But yeah, that'd be a great one, maybe not to celebrate as well. But we want our listeners to text in, let us know of any special anniversaries that they celebrate in their relationship. Again, 608-355-9970. Or via the free Civic Media app, which you're going to want to have on your mobile device ready to go for our statewide text to win contest starting Monday, June 2nd, 7 a.m. We're going to have a new keyword for you to text into for a chance to win in our hourly giveaway and to be entered into our daily giveaways. So definitely
Monday, folks, get your texting thumbs ready to roll because we are going to be giving you a chance to win awesome stuff and money. And
yeah, you get a chance to win some fabulous.
And we get really excited about that. We like to give away stuff. Oh, yeah. And also you can give back by texting in and making our radio show the show with the most text to win responses, because then we win stuff, if not just bragging rights.
Yes.
We just win happiness. So please do so.
Please. We want you to help us out with that. So it's a win-win for all of us. Again, that continues or starts back up on Monday, June 2nd. Wendy just messaged me. Yeah, the only time we got pulled over together was that one time. So that's a good thing. All right, Emily.
She needs to prove her rep one time, folks. Yeah. Wendy is not trying to look like she's getting pulled over left and right because of Dave. You know, it was his antics that got everybody pulled over in every car, every time. Just kidding.
All right, Emily, you're going to be back with us at 7:40 as we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries.
Sounds like a plan.
The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. You know, we're going to get you moving again on your Thursday morning with the Stray Cats. Rock this down on Max FM.
We'll be right back. Jeff, we're gonna rock. Jimmy Jeff, we're gonna rock this town, rock this place of home.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 7:27 on Thursday morning. Don't forget, we have a flash sale going on over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. We have half off a $20 certificate to the Mead King in Rock Springs. Today only till 9 a.m. That certificate is just $10 during our flash sale. Again, limited quantities available and a limited time offer. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Couple of reminders, if you do live in the city of Baraboo and today's your normal day for garbage pickup, that'll be picked up on Friday. If Friday's your normal day for garbage pickup, it will be picked up on Saturday. Also, the Baraboo High School graduation is taking place tomorrow night, the Baraboo High School, 7 p.m. This is an hour earlier than what they used to do, so we want to remind everyone, graduation is at 7 p.m., and currently the plan is to hold that event outdoors, provided the weather cooperates. Now, we do know there is a slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. They will be monitoring that with meteorologists, and we'll make an announcement later on today as to what the plan is. As soon as we have that information, we will let you know. But currently, the plan is outside at the Baraboo High School tomorrow night. Either way, we'll be streaming that live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page right around 7 p.m. We will have a look at weather and sports. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state, but that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
The Brewers head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the Phillies tomorrow night. The crew beat the Red Sox 6-5 in 10 innings yesterday. It was Milwaukee's first three-game sweep of the year. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's a great feeling to feel like you sense that they believe, and that's a great feeling. Our pitching hung in there and did enough.
NFL at the Packers OTA practices. Defensive back Jaire Alexander remains absent. The team tries to renegotiate his contract. Safety Xavier McKinney asked if he'd like to see Jaire back with the Pack.
We would all like him back. I talk to him every day. Just try to stay connected with him. Obviously, we've developed a great relationship with each other. At the end of the day, like, I'm going to be behind him regardless of, you know, what the situation is going on. We've developed a relationship good enough off the field to where it's like, bro, I just want what's best for you.
That's Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad-looking Thursday at all, with partly sunny skies, outside chance of a shower in the afternoon with highs near 70 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. A bit warmer on Friday with highs near 80. Here, too, an outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 49.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
I'm
The gangs clutching nations, causing grief in human relations. It's a turf war on a global scale. I'd rather hear both sides of the tale. See, it's not about races, just places, faces. Where your blood comes from is where your space is. I've seen the bright get duller. I'm not gonna spend my life being a color.
Do you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye? Black or white.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is almost 7:40 on Thursday, May 29th, and we're going to celebrate our celebrity birthdays. As a reminder, if you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those in now, 608-355-9970. Emily, who do you see on our birthday list today?
Well, there is some fun ones, and I also wanted to add to your call out for local birthdays. You could even, now that we have this cool voice memo option, you could even sing someone happy birthday on our memo line or voice message line or whatever we want to call it that comes right to us, and we can maybe play it on the radio for your loved one. So just keep that in mind. If you have a great voice, or even if you don't and you want to share that with the world, let us know. Anywho, happy birthday to certain celebrities on today, May 29th. Lori Linkletter is 31, director Richard Linkletter's daughter. She grew up on camera as Mason's sister Samantha in the Oscar-nominated movie Boyhood. Also, Micah Monroe is 32 today. She starred in It Follows and also was in the sequel of Independence Day. Riley Keough is 36, Elvis's granddaughter. Oh, okay. That's Lisa Marie's daughter. So I feel like I should be able to figure out what her last name is. I've never heard of her before. But anyways, she was in Mad Max Fury Road. And also she starred in The Girlfriend Experience, a Starz series. Carmelo Anthony is 41. NBA star for the LA Lakers.
Oh. And,
yeah, you got a Lakers talent up in there.
Wow.
And then I'm going to skip the next one because I want to go to the next one and then give Dave a chance to talk. Daniel Tosh is 50. Comedy Central's Tosh.0. That dude was so funny and so rude. We watch it all the time. I so appreciated his comedy. And I have to say, before like TikTok was a thing, he was doing that. He was focusing on the crazy videos people would put up on YouTube and basically tearing them apart on TV.
Yeah.
It was just, I'm sorry, it was so funny. I loved Tosh.0. And apparently, he was just that much of a jerk in real life. So, which I kind of appreciate. He was just like, you know what? I'm just going to see if I can make some money on my attitude problem. And he certainly did. I don't know what happened to that show or him, if he's still out there doing stuff. But anyhow, happy birthday, Tosh.0. If you're still doing the attitude problem, good for you. Keep it up.
Yeah, keep up the interesting work. All right, we have Mel B, 50, America's Got Talent's Judge, and Scary Spice from the Spice Girls. And so, yes, we will have to definitely play that, this one. David Burke is 50. Laverne Cox is 53. Sophia on Orange is the New Black. And Dr. Frankenfurter on the Rocky Horror Picture Show remake. So, yes, a little bit of celebrity birthday there. Noah Gallagher is 58. He did most of the songwriting for Oasis. And then this one is going to knock some people's socks off. Lisa Wachell is 62. We all remember her as Blair from The Facts of Life.
Oh, my God. 62. Holy crap. Eek.
I knew that would get you going this morning. So
the Facts of Life. The actors are getting old. Okay. Well, that's interesting. We'll just move on through that. This is a great artist that I still loved from back in the day. Melissa Etheridge is 64 today. Happy birthday to you, Melissa. Rupert Everett is 66. Prince Charming in the Shrek movies. That's some good stuff right there.
I mean,
you gotta love the Shrek movies. They're brilliant. The scripts are great. The characters are fantastic. The animation is great. I appreciate the Shrek movies a lot. Annette Bening is 67. Mar-Vell in Captain Marvel, which I love that movie. Annette Bening did a lot of other stuff. She's been on the big screen for a long time, so she is quite the accomplished actress. LaToya Jackson is 69 today. Obviously, she is one of the Jackson family artists, and apparently she has a twin named Rebby.
I did not know that.
Well, if her sister's birthday is today... Is this person making this up? I have never heard of this person before.
We're going to have to do some Google searching on that one.
Dave's going to have to hit the Googles.
Yeah, something's weird there. And then we have John Hinckley, 70, the guy who shot Ronald Reagan in 1981. Apparently, our notes say he did it to impress Jodie Foster. So, not sure about that one either. That one seems a little bit on the interesting side as well.
Yes.
Danny Elfman is 72. He was a genius turned moving composer. And he, Beetlejuice, Batman, Sleepy Hollow, Mission Impossible, Men in Black, just to name a few of them. And then we have another Jackson birthday, Emily.
Yeah.
Right there.
Wow. Rebby Jackson. What do you know about that?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
So, not twins.
Not twins.
She is a Jackson sister. 75 she is today. Wow, she must have, like, really stayed out of the limelight, because I had no idea that there was another sister. That's kind of weird.
I mean, it's something we learn every morning, so I appreciate our celebrity birthdays just for that fact that we learn something every day. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10. We got Ben Bromley waiting to talk about why weekends are best in the Baraboo area.
Oh, good. Thank goodness, because we would not know anything about what's going on without Ben. So I am looking forward to that. Bring it on.
Yes, we are looking forward to it. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State, banking better together. Coming up, we do have Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce. Tell us why weekends are best. Brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the fun zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
Good morning, Ben, from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Dave. Good morning to you. Our last chat of May.
I know. Where did May go?
Indeed. It may be nearly over.
It may be nearly over. And maybe we do have a few things going on this weekend. The last weekend in May as we have kicked off the summer.
Indeed, Dave.
Yeah, I think
we may have plenty to talk about. How about a little trip back in time, Dave?
That may be a great idea.
Back in time, Friday night, a Chicago tribute group. Now, this is a tribute not to the city of Chicago, which of course is worthy of a tribute, but of course the pop band Chicago. They're going to have a doubleheader Friday at Legacy Dinner Theater at 2:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. up in the Dells. Tickets, 70 beans if you want to do dinner and the show.
And that'll be a great show for sure. So if you like the music of Chicago, get over to Legacy Dinner Theater on Friday night. We have some live music going on in the area as well Friday night.
We certainly do. As always, over at Zeman's Old Highway House, they're going to have live music by Bob McNerlin and or Todd Madlin from 5:30 until 8:30. Plus, Balanced Rock Winery has the Late Night Maybes. They're going to perform 6 p.m. to 8:30 out at Balanced Rock.
Wow, some great music. And then also we have the Haunted Downtown Walk in downtown Baraboo, putting the boot in Baraboo.
We have our long days and our short nights, but that doesn't mean you can't get a little bit haunted with a haunted walk. Starts at 8:30 p.m., you know, right around that sunset period.
Mm-hmm.
Starts downtown, 524 Oak Street, presented by Baraboo Tours.
And then we have events happening on Saturday, starting with the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market, right on the square in downtown Baraboo, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., right here
right
on
out
Oak
Dave's
Street.
Window.
Literally, yes. Right out the window. And I can tell you, they have some great things here. I got some asparagus yesterday, some sourdough bread, some cookies, some radishes. So plenty of things will be out there. And then go to the Baraboo Farmers Market Facebook page. Give them a like. They'll tell you who's coming along the night before.
Absolutely. That's Saturday mornings and, of course, Wednesdays as well. Like you mentioned, you got that midweek opportunity as well. So that's a good way to kick off your Saturday. Also, if you're interested in free stuff, and I know Dave Grant is interested in free
stuff.
Of
course.
Baraboo Tours offers a historic walking tour of downtown Baraboo that meets at the Cannon on the square. That takes place Saturdays at 10 a.m.
And you can't miss that Cannon right here in downtown Baraboo on the Courthouse Square. It's a great spot to meet up.
No question. All right, are we ready for some more live music?
Yes.
All right, we have Tom Burr performing at Balanced Rock Winery Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6:30. And then one of our newer members, the Dell's Barn Music and Events. Some people might remember it as the old Opry. They're having live music as well Saturday. Section 8 is going to be performing Saturday night at 7 p.m. They're described as one of Madison's hottest up-and-coming classic rock bands.
That sounds fun.
Are you ready to rock, Dave?
Yes, and I'm sure you are as well, Ben.
I am always ready to rock.
Ready to rock on Saturday.
And we talked about the Haunted Downtown Walk, so that's not only Friday night, but Saturday night as well. And that wraps up our May, Dave.
Fantastic. So you'll be back with us next Thursday, same time, and we're going to start talking about everything going on next weekend in June.
I was going to say, before you know it, you and I are going to be talking about the Big Top Parade, and of course,
yes,
plans are well underway. That's going to be June 14th, so that's 2 weeks from Saturday. The lineup looks outstanding. We're looking forward to having some of the classic historic circus wagons that we haven't seen in many years back into the mix. So yes, 11 a.m. June 14th. We hope to see you downtown for the Big Top Parade.
Yes, we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a great parade. One of the wagons is the Bell Wagon that has not been seen in years. You will see that in downtown Baraboo. You don't want to miss the Big Top Parade. It's
absolutely.
We're working hard to get everything ready for that. Just about 2 weeks away.
It is indeed. We'll be ready.
We will be ready. Ben, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great day and weekend. We'll talk to you next Thursday. Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM. Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig. If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna
she got G like MC, you likes it on a easy V, you doesn't come for free, she's a real lady. And as for me, you'll see, slam your body down and wind it all around, slam your body down and wind it all around.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends, make it last forever, friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give, taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. If you wanna be my
Let's
go, let's go, let's go. Slam your body down and wine, it's all around. Slam your body down and wine, it's all around.
if you wanna be my lover. Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say. About you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. I said maybe
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A federal court blocking President Trump's tariffs on goods from China and other countries, the U.S. Court of Criminal Trade, ruling that the president overstepped his authority under the law on imposing the tariffs. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
The Trump administration overnight quick to appeal. The White House rebuking the court, saying it is not for unelected judges to decide how to properly address a national emergency. adding the administration is committed to using every lever of executive power to address this crisis and restore American greatness.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will begin revoking the visas of some Chinese students effective immediately. Harvard University holding its commencement today as the Trump administration asks federal agencies to cancel about $100 million worth of contracts with the Ivy League school. Elon Musk is leaving his government role as a top Trump advisor. He announced his departure last night. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Prison time for a woman who had THC in her system at the time of a Rock County crash that killed four people. Rock County Judge Tuesday sentenced Lexis Bodecker to 16 years in prison and 4 years extended supervision. Bodecker pleaded guilty in February to four counts of homicide by vehicle, use of a controlled substance. Madison police say a six-year-old accidentally shot himself. The child is in serious condition from the Monday incident at Harmony Apartments. Police say the boy allegedly got hold of a holstered but unsecured handgun and shot himself in the head. Police arrested the boy's caregiver, who was also the gun owner. And the latest update from Cellcom says service is slowly returning to normal. The Green Bay-based regional carrier says voice and data service is performing well for most customers, though they're still working to stabilize the network following a cyber incident that began on May 14th and led to a widespread outage. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.